This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching. Waiting. Ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical. You can have it your way.
Hope your cell phone's charged.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And welcome back to Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. I'm Bob Main from the Handgun World Podcast, sitting in for Bill because he's at the SHOT Show, and Rob Morse is with me as well. And Rob, I think you have a special guest to tell us about.
Boy, this is, for me, a very special guest. I know Brian Akin. Brian was arrested in 2009. He was arrested for transporting his firearms through New Jersey. Does that sound like a crime to you? It is. He tried to do the right thing. He called up the state police, said, hey, I'm moving through New Jersey. I'm coming from out of state. I'm going to be stopping in state. What do I need to do with my firearms? He followed the instructions that he got from the New Jersey State Police. He was arrested, tried, convicted, and sentenced to 7 years in prison. In 2010, he went to jail. Hi, felony convictions. Talk to you next century. I'm sorry, next decade. Fortunately, many of our prayers were answered. Many of our letters to the governor were answered. Many of our political efforts were answered. And his sentence was commuted in 2010. This year, Chris Christie left office. Before he left, he pardoned Brian. That happened in 2018. Brian, you were convicted because you were a gun owner. The law is not standing on your shoulder. Tell us what happened to you, how the cops, prosecutors, and judges don't like gun owners and threw the jail at you.
That's absolutely correct. Rob and Bob, thank you guys for having me on the show. And Governor Christie, man, did he answer our prayers. I can't believe that he left office on January 16th, and that was a Tuesday. The Friday before he left office, he granted me a pardon, which means I'm no longer a convicted felon. But I spent the past 7 years not being able to vote, being concerned about going into a Bass Pro Shop, because who knows what could happen. They might consider constructive possession because I'm surrounded by firearms. The way that New Jersey is, I had firearms locked and unloaded in the trunk of my car, and Ann Milgram, who at the time was the attorney general, issued a directive saying you need to prosecute all these cases regardless of whether or not there's any intent to commit a crime, as if there was one. So, I mean, New Jersey is just backwards that way. And if we take a step back and we look at the Graves Act is what changed possession of a firearm without a concealed carry permit from a fourth-degree felony, which is kind of nothing, but it's still a felony. It's still anti-constitution, to a second-degree felony, which made mere possession have the same consequences as if I had used a gun to commit a violent crime.
That's just total insanity. And you actually, you were in jail for a while, weren't you?
I spent 4 months behind bars, yeah. And before I did that, the only reason I did that was because I forced the state to take this to trial. I knew I had done nothing wrong. I knew I had the Federal Firearm Owners Protection Act, you know, behind me. I knew that the state of New Jersey had laws. So the way New Jersey does it is they make it a blanket crime to possess a firearm. And then your possession can be legal if you meet one of the many exemptions that they have. So first, you're a criminal, and then you get to prove your innocence because that's freedom in New Jersey. So I went and I said, listen, I meet one of the exemptions. I was moving from one house to another. I've got the Federal Firearm Owners Protection Act. I've got the New Jersey state exemptions. I didn't do anything wrong. And, I mean, my lawyer at the time had enough of it. And she said, you know what, Brian, I know you retained me to see you all the way through trial, but I keep getting you all these plea offers and you keep refusing them. Like, what's going on? I can't represent you anymore if you're not going to take one of these plea deals. And I told him and I told the judge and the prosecutor, I didn't do anything wrong. I'm not taking a plea deal. And that's when my lawyer at the time filed a motion to be relieved as counsel, and he left me high and dry. That's why I wound up going on Fox News. Otherwise, I don't think anybody who's arrested for anything wants to go public and air their dirty laundry. But that's the position I found myself in. I was like, well, my lawyer that I paid to represent me through trial is leaving me because I refused to take a plea deal. And everybody, including the judge, is telling me that I'm guilty and I'm going to go to jail. We haven't even gone to trial yet, and the judge is telling me that I'm guilty because guns are illegal in New Jersey, and that's simply not true.
Evidently, they are in his eyes, and that's pretty much what happened when you were in his courtroom, wasn't it?
He told me time and time again in pretrial hearings that what I did was illegal, that Fox News is trying to use me because I'd gone on Justin Napolitano's show, and really just issued like a blanket, like, somebody help me. I went on national television just hoping that maybe the NRA would hear, or a lawyer who was interested in freedom or somebody might hear and I might, you know, get helped out. Fortunately, the NRA did step in, and then I wound up getting Evan Mappin as a lawyer. Richard Gilbert represented me at trial, and he did a fantastic job just making all of the valid points. But at the end of the day, when it came time for the jury to deliberate, the judge told them that they were not allowed to know the federal and state laws that protected my right to transport my legally owned firearms.
Yeah,
they
now, you know,
three times.
Wow. You know, Brian, in listening to you talk about this, this really drives home the point that it's not really what the statute actually says. It's really about what judges interpret them to say and how they wish to apply it in a situation like yours, right?
That's absolutely the case, if they even want to apply it at all. And the way that the judge did it was really sneaky. He said that because I had both the Federal Firearm Owners Protection Act and the state exemptions, that my lawyer didn't need to argue both. So he was dropping the Federal Firearm Owners Protection Act as a jury instruction, and he was not going to tell the jury about the federal exemptions that exist. And he said, I don't need to give both. I'll just give the New Jersey exemptions. And then maybe 5 minutes later, he decided that he wasn't going to give the New Jersey exemptions. So first he said, I'm not going to tell them about both because they're duplicative. And then he said, I'm not going to tell them about any of them.
Does the word railroaded come to mind to anybody else but me?
Me too. Comes to my mind.
This I would expect this in a Chinese court.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, fortunately, Governor Christie kicked him off the bench 2 weeks after my trial, which is unfortunately 2 weeks too late for me, but I'm sure that saved many people from going through the same, you know, horrific problem that I went through. But in a lot of ways, it has it, because we've had Shanine Allen, we've had Stephon Davis, we've had Guy Ackerman. We have Meg, who just got pardoned the same day that I did. I mean, this is happening time and time again, which just illustrates how ridiculous the laws are in New Jersey. If they're making law-abiding criminals into felons, and it's a routine that these individuals need to get pardoned, then there's clearly a problem with the laws, and the laws need to be changed or found unconstitutional just merely based on the fact that there's so many case laws now with people getting pardoned.
Process to defend yourself.
I mean, I haven't been really left any means to defend myself or even vote to change the laws, because felons, until their rights are restored, they're not allowed to vote.
Yeah, that's right.
We've got about
advocate, and I can.
We've got about 15 seconds. We get you for the rest of the hour, because so far we've just got you to trial. You've got a long way to go. We'll be back. This is Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. We've got three more segments with Brian Akin, and we'll need him.
piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency in production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, where we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
Bill Frady, I'm Bob Main from the Handgun World Podcast, sitting in tonight for Bill, who is at SHOT Show, and I'm also joined by Rob Morse, and we got a special guest that we're continuing to talk to. Rob.
Yeah, Brian Aiken was thrown under the legal bus and ground up by the New Jersey legal system. he's been exonerated. What's it, Brian, what's the right term? What did Governor Christie finally give you?
A full pardon, a full and complete pardon.
Yes, okay. So you had a judge who basically didn't follow the law, didn't think he needed to, didn't much care, and then sentenced you. You were taken to jail. Boom. And then you appeal. What were the different charges of which you were originally convicted, and what did you have to appeal?
So I was convicted of all three charges, which were illegal possession of firearms, which I lawfully owned and lawfully possessed, illegal possession of allegedly high-capacity magazines, which if anybody knows what a standard magazine capacity is, it's standard magazines. It's not like I was running around with 30-round mags. Even if I was, having a magazine limit in New Jersey is just kind of ridiculous. And the third one was illegal possession of hollow point ammunition. Now, I appealed after Governor Christie commuted my sentence, so I spent 4 months in prison of a seven-year sentence. It could have been over a decade, but I was sentenced to 7 years. And because they changed the law from a fourth-degree felony to a second-degree felony, it meant that there was a mandatory three-year minimum sentence before I could even be eligible for parole. So he let me out after 4 months, and I had already started the process of appealing those convictions before I was even let out of prison. The appellate division decided to overturn the convictions of illegal possession of firearms and illegal possession of high-capacity magazines, but they upheld the conviction of illegal possession of hollow point ammunition, which is why I've been a felon since 2012. It's now, because they held on to that one.
I want to talk about that. New Jersey has this perverse way of handling firearms law. They start with, you're guilty. If you're a gun owner, you're guilty. We mean it. You're guilty. Oh, but there's this exception. You can have it at home. You don't have it at home, you're guilty. Okay, you want to take it from home to the range? Okay, there's an exception for that. Are you going from the home to the range? You're not. You're taking it to your brother's house because he's going to work on it. You know what? You're guilty and you're going to jail. So it is the everything that is not allowed is forbidden version of law. And it turns out that the New Jersey law is bizarre when it comes to hollow points. You can buy them. You can take them home. You can take them to the range. You can shoot them there. You can take the ones you don't use back home from the range. Because those are all the exceptions. There's no exemption to move your ammunition from one house to another. That is a crime in New Jersey. Tell me about it.
Correct. And in New Jersey, the appellate division decided to overturn my conviction of illegal possession of firearms because firearms have virtually the same statute. It says you can take it from the place of purchase to your house, from your house to go to the shooting range, from your house to go hunting and back. And for firearms, it says, and from one house to another while moving. Possession of hollow point ammunition has all of the same exemptions except for that last one, except for taking it from one house to another when you're moving. So for that reason, they said that I'm a felon.
Sure, because they couldn't get you on any of the other charges. None of those would stick, so they went with the ammunition charge.
Well, if they had acquitted me of all charges and overturned and dismissed all of the convictions,
yeah,
they knew that I could have recourse to sue the state and the representatives of the state under what's called a 42 U.S.C. 1983 clause, which means that they deprived me intentionally of my civil rights.
Which they did.
But if they maintain one conviction, then they can say, aha, we didn't deprive you of your civil rights. See, what you did was illegal. See, you're a felon.
See, you're a felon. Yeah, we can get away with this now because we can't get sued because you committed a crime and we convicted you of it. That's what was their basis, right?
I mean, I can't say for certain, but it certainly seems logical.
Yeah.
The thing that
based upon my past experience with the state of New Jersey, it seems 100% logical.
And the thing that bothers me so much is there any other right that we treat remotely this way? You have to speak in public No, that's illegal. With this exception, you political campaigning's allowed, but otherwise, no, you can't speak in public. Or, you know, we noticed that you were speaking when you were walking from one house to another. That's not one of the exceptions. We'd burn down the courthouse in a heartbeat, and it maybe that's what we have to do to get our civil rights recognized in New Jersey.
It might be the case. You know, fortunately, we've seen a lot of people since my case getting pardons. Jeanine Allen, Stephon Davis, Guy Ackerman, Meg recently. I mean, all of these individuals are getting either pardoned or having their charges dropped, which is fantastic. And I think they're doing that to placate gun owners and to keep gun owners in New Jersey from burning down the courthouses. Because if they kept this going, they probably would.
That's not going to happen anymore with their new governor. He said, I need to put more gun owners in jail.
I mean, that's effectively what his position is, yeah. So that people like me and Jeanine and Stephon and Guy and Meg, we're all criminals in Bill Murphy's eyes.
Yeah.
Right. So tell me about how does the appeals process work? Is it you're now are you out of jail during that appeal? Yes, your sentence was commuted, so now you're out. You're a felon. That means you can't vote. There are lots of things you can't do. You're trying to get your life put back together because nobody plans to go to state prison for nearly a decade and then, oh, I was released, so I get my life back. Takes you a minute to put it together. Now you go on appeal. What's that like?
Well, I would say the consequences of New Jersey's gun laws and the consequences of everyone in power ignoring the exemptions, federal and state both, started way before I even filed my appeal. So to give you an example, and Rob, I know you're familiar with this, but before I even went to trial, I was only indicted. A New Jersey family court decided that because I owned firearms, that I could be a danger because I had the ability to own firearms, that I could present a danger to my son. So they took custody of my one-year-old son away from me.
Really? Brian, we got to come back. I want to hear more about what that's like to have your family, your son ripped away from you because you were a gun owner in New Jersey.
Wow.
Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. We'll be back after the break.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Bill Freitas, Lock and Load Radio. I'm Rob.
And I'm Bob Main.
We're here interviewing Brian Aiken. Brian Aiken was thrown through the legal meat grinder in New Jersey. His life was shattered. And then, in a legal miracle, put back together. Brian, you were describing what happens when you were released from jail, but you didn't have your pardon yet. You're on appeal, and they took your child away from you.
Yeah, well, they used the indictment to take my son away from me before I even was found guilty in New Jersey. The way that the New Jersey Family Court decided my custody was that because I could own firearms, even though I'd never been convicted of any crime, I hadn't even got to trial yet, that was reason enough to say that I was unfit and provided an unsafe environment for children.
So gun ownership is legal, but gun owners are second-class citizens and not considered safe to have children. That right there is a violation in front of the eyes of the New Jersey Family Court.
It's insane. So my mom worked for the Burlington County Family Support Organization, and she was constantly working with families where the father might have been a convicted murderer who had been let out of prison, or maybe even a rapist, or a drug dealer. And all of those individuals were allowed to have unsupervised or maybe at worst supervised visitation. The last time that I went into court to try and be reunited with my son, which was about 18 months ago, I was told that, A, they hit me with significant financial sanctions in order to deter me from going back again. And they told me that I was effectively unfit to be a father, and that I couldn't even have supervised visitation.
Wow. That's just wrong. That's just way wrong.
Now, Brian, are you a special case because you embarrassed the state of New Jersey and they're trying to hurt you any way they can? Or do you think that's how they would treat any gun owner?
Oh, I think the fact that I humiliated New Jersey and their liberal politics on national television and I did not let go. I mean, I grabbed them by the jugular and I held on until I was free. So I think they're looking for retribution. I don't have any doubt about that.
I think you're absolutely right. It was personal. They wanted retribution because you embarrassed them. I think that's exactly right.
Hey Bob,
you're not going to stop me from fighting.
Good.
Bob, you had a question I thought was pretty interesting, and it involved the NRA Museum.
Yeah. Well, my question I was going to ask before our last break, Brian, is what happened to your guns?
So imagine you're in prison for 4 months. As soon as you're arrested, your guns are taken away from you because you're under indictment for a second-degree felony. And then all of a sudden you're free, but you're still a felon. And now you have the convictions overturned, but only 2 out of 3 of them. So I'm still a convicted felon. But the prosecutors no longer need my firearms as evidence because all of the convictions have either been overturned or they've dropped them or they had that one outstanding one. So what they did was they found a third party, a gun store, to take possession of my firearms, sell those firearms on my behalf, and then they gave me the proceeds from the sale. I made out with a pennies on the dollar at the end of the day. But fortunately, the NRA Museum stepped in, and they were probably the highest bidder, and they bought my Smith & Wesson Sigma 9mm, and I know it's not the world's fanciest gun, but, man, that thing was reliable when I had it. And they bought it, and they probably have it in a back room at the museum down in Arlington somewhere.
Yeah, that's just amazing. So have you
asked them about getting it back?
I haven't, but I was told that it was really beat up.
Oh, so New Jersey beat it up before they'd give it to the NRA.
They have a history of etching, like, docket numbers and evidence numbers, etching them onto the slides and onto the frame. So, yeah, it was just all scratched up, and, I mean, they're all pretty beat up. I would still like to have it. For me, it's a trophy. It's a win at the end of the day. The fact that I lost them, they stole them from me. It can be nothing considered short of theft, right? They stole my property from me. And now, thanks to Governor Christie, I'm in a position where I can get those back. So I think it's fantastic. I would love to be able to fire that gun again.
Well, and I don't think that the third party had any right to sell them. Those guns didn't belong to them.
Well,
if they didn't, they'd be destroyed. That's effectively the position of the prosecutors. So the prosecutor's office said, hey, you can technically have these back. You can take them so they can be sold on your behalf, or we can destroy them. What do you want us to do?
And they gave you some money, but it was probably nothing.
I mean, pennies on the dollar. I had to, I didn't have a big collection. They were all of my guns. It was a Carr PM9, a Wather, which I loved, a little PPKS. And the Smith & Wesson. So, just 3 guns locked and unloaded in the trunk of my car trying to do what the New Jersey State Police told me to do, and it's changed my life forever.
Locked and unloaded in the trunk of your car. You see that? I mean, it's, wow. This smells so bad. I'm sitting here. I'm angry.
Brian,
I can't say this enough, but it happens to so many people now. It's become routine for people to get pardons in New Jersey.
I hope that you have set the example for people to fight and not, don't just lay down and take this garbage, but fight. I mean, you did and you won. No matter how much embarrassment you caused them, you won.
I think that's true. I was in a position where I had to put up the fight. There really wasn't anybody before me that had to put up the fight. Since my case and since I did that and since I went to prison, people after me have had it relatively easy. I hate to say that they've had it easy, but it's almost like a pardon machine. And now with Phil Murphy in office, it's not going to be that easy getting pardoned or getting the charges dropped anymore. Now we're going to need a lot more people willing to take the fight to New Jersey. We're going to need just tons of these individuals. Every single individual has to realize that now that Chris Christie isn't just in office and willing to have the backs of gun owners and issue these pardons or to work with the prosecutors to have the charges dropped, we have to bring the fight to Phil Murphy and the liberals in office.
Yeah, we do.
Brian, there is, it's pretty small, but there is a shining light in your story. You had help from outside. There were people like me who rallied to your cause. Who helped you?
Oh, man, I don't even know everyone's name. I remember being in prison and getting letters from people all over the country. Some were police officers saying, I'm so sorry this happened. I had one captain who was based out in Afghanistan. He was an Air Force captain. And he said, I can't believe that I'm fighting for freedom for these people in a third world country. And back at home, you're incarcerated for doing something that's completely legal. He's like, I just don't understand what's going on. But we had the NRA, the New Jersey Second Amendment Society, hundreds of thousands of people from across the country, even around the world, stationed all over the place, rallying for me. And I remember being in prison one day, getting a phone call from my wife. She was my girlfriend at the time, saying, Brian, they had a special call to governor's office day, and they shut down the line to Governor Christie's office. That's how many people called. And I think when all of the petitions and signatures were counted, there was over 250,000 signatures from Scott Bok's organization trying to tell the governor that he has to let me out of prison. So I don't even know every organization. I don't know every individual. It's just gun owners are a tight-knit family.
We'll be back after this break with Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Self-Defense Gun Stories. You can find me at selfdefensegunstories.com. I'm also a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. It used to be called Politics and Guns. Guess what we talk about? Bob, where can people find you?
Well, I'm Bob Main from Handgun World Podcast. You can find me at handgunworld.com, also on iTunes, Handgun World Podcast, and all the other places that you can get podcasts from. I'm there.
You're there. Bob, you had a pretty interesting comment with Brian's last after Brian was talking. Let's hear it.
Before the break, Brian, you had made a statement I really liked. It really caught my attention. You know, you said, gun owners are a tight-knit family. We are. Talk about that.
Well, I mean, that's really been one of the silver linings. You know, I'm here at SHOT Show right now, and it's been incredible. I was just down having lunch, and two guys came and sat next to me. They have no idea who I am. They're from a company called Combat Swag, and they started talking to me, and they hand me one of the patches because they make custom patches. And it's like, hey, back in 2014, when I was having a fundraiser, you know, for my legal bills, you guys donated like 100 patches. And they were like, oh, my God, you're Brian Akin. So, I mean, left and right, all over SHOT Show, I'm running into people who, I mean, everybody here is a friend. They've helped out in some way. They've made phone calls. They've written letters. And I think what people don't realize is, A, there's a whole lot more of us than the liberals would like to believe.
Yeah,
and
there is.
Two, we stick together. Like, we have each other's backs. That's the one thing that I've learned.
Well, this is war. This is war. It's a war against anti-gunners. It's war against the anti-gun justices and politicians. And Brian, if you don't mind, hey, can you name some names?
Yeah, who threw you under the jail?
So, I, you know, it's all from my perspective, right? It's all... this is what I experienced, and this is what I think happened. But I can tell you two people that I think are absolutely culpable for what happened to me. And one of them is Officer Michael Joy. The unfortunate thing with what happened was he had discretion to make the right call, both on the scene and when he took the stand to testify against me. And he chose to arrest me, and he chose to effectively lie on the stand. And I think that was a horrible thing to do, and my life was in the balance. He could have changed the course of my life, and he chose to, you know, save his own butt.
But he would have lost his job if he'd done that.
Well, he did the political thing.
He probably would have.
He followed the prosecutor's lead.
And he had coaching from the prosecutor, which was John Brennan. And Brennan he refused to, you know, prosecutors have discretion too. And he refused to strike a deal, which is, you know, we were looking for pretrial intervention, which means, you know, maybe I'd get like a year of parole or something. And, you know, that's it. You know, that's what we were hoping for going into it. And he was like, no, you'll do a year in prison. So we'll give you a plea deal, which is a 3-year sentence, but you only do one. And even the judge, which was Judge James Morley, he's a disgraced former judge. He's no longer a sitting judge. Governor Chris Christie kicked him off the bench and did not give him his lifetime appointment. But even Judge James Morley said, it's only a year of your life. It's just a year. You spend a year in prison. You're young. You're bounced right back. It's not that big of a deal. And I'm standing there in court listening to this judge say this to me, like, would you ever tell that to your son or your son-in-law? There's no way.
Yeah, right.
Give that advice to like, your preferred liberal who was 25 years old.
Yeah,
he would just not do that.
Easy for him to say.
It was very easy for him to say. So, I mean, those are the three people that I think are most culpable. If I was going to name names, I'd say Officer Michael Joy, who I understand is no longer a police officer in Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Prosecutor John Brennan, I don't know what he's up to. And disgraced former judge James Morley, who's obviously by his title no longer a judge. Now there were good people on the scene as well. Officer Palladino, for example, he was a Marine. He and I stood there. We were talking about the firearms that I had, and he was looking for ways to help me. And at the end of the day, you know, he wasn't the ranking officer on the scene. So, you know, there's good guys and there's bad guys, and that's why I wrote my book, because at the end of the day, these people need to be held responsible. And if the court of law in the state of New Jersey and the United States is not going to hold these individuals accountable, then I can hold them accountable in my book.
And I'm glad some heads rolled after this.
Hold on, guys. Commercial moment. Isn't that book called Under a Blue Tent Sky by Brian Akin? Something like that, right?
Yeah, it's called The Blue Tent Sky. It can be found at thebluetentsky.com. And, I mean, if you want to hear the first person version of events, you know, what really happened, I don't try and paint myself in any sort of special light. You know, there are flaws about me as a human being. And if I don't portray the absolute truth, then the entire tale is meaningless. So it really only becomes valuable if people understand this is who I am as a flawed human being trying to do the right thing, asking the state police to do the right thing with me, and this is what New Jersey will do to people who, in the best of circumstances, are only human and are trying to be law-abiding citizens.
Brian, I want to underline something you said earlier. In a minute here, I'm going to ask you what it's like to get your life back. It must be like receiving a cancer cure. We know people who've had that. In fact, Bob can talk about it.
Well, yes, I can.
Before I ask you that, you said something I want to underline. You said, here you are at SHOT Show, and you run into friends all over, amongst these 60,000 people. You've got friends you haven't met yet. You didn't know you were an illegitimate child and had so many brothers and sisters out in the world.
It couldn't be more true. I just got to meet the guys from Glockstore, and Glockstore donated a custom firearm back during that same fundraiser, and I finally just got to meet those guys, and it's like, oh, you're Brian Akin. It's like, yeah, you guys had my back. Like when it felt like nobody was there and it felt like the absolute darkest time in my life, all of these strangers who I'm now meeting at SHOT Show coincidentally came out of the woodwork and said, no, what happened, Brian, is wrong, and we're going to stand together. I mean, it's been like a family reunion here. It's fantastic.
That's how we are. That's how we are in the gun owner community.
Well, and until you got a complete pardon, you couldn't go near a place that sold firearms because you were a felon.
That's absolutely right. If I went over a friend's house and they had a firearm, it's like you need to put that either A, get out of your house or put it in a safe, because I'm worried that you know, if there's a photo or somebody hears that I'm near a firearm, it can be considered constructive possession, and they can get me for, you know, violating, you know, some sort of prohibited persons law. So, yeah, I mean, I've been walking on eggshells for 7 years.
Brian, tell us what it's like to get good. Part of the answer is now I can go to SHOT Show. What else is it like? What plans are you allowing yourself now that you have the governor's pardon?
It's been crazy. I mean, I'm just starting to think about what this means in terms of being truly free. It's a shame it didn't happen sooner, because I could have voted against Bill Murphy. But right now it's just like, you know, this is fantastic. Jenna, who, if anybody's read the book, they know she battled cancer, and she can speak to, you know, what it means to be a survivor. And now we just found out, you know, this is the first day of her second trimester, so we're expecting our own child. And it's like, wow,
awesome.
we can move anywhere in the free U.S. and set up a place to raise our family. And I can now plan on raising my children the way that I was raised, around firearms and on family hunts and going camping out in the mountains. Like, all of those things are now possibilities again. And it was,
Texas,
for me as a child, it was so important.
Texas.
Everybody keeps saying it.
Texas. Come to free America.
Well, you can at least visit free America. I'll look forward to it. I'll buy you and Jenna at least a couple of meals. Brian, they can read your book. Where else can they find out more about you to follow your story and your exploits now that you're a free man? 20 seconds.
Yeah, so the most popular spot that I'm on is Instagram, and it's just Brian D. Aiken. And then, of course, if anybody's interested in the book, they can go to thebluetentsky.com. And if they want really political commentary, they can find me on Facebook.
There you go. Okay, there you go. And it is.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.